Letter. Some people don't want to be held accountable for their actions. Unfortunately, the writer is not at all in touch with what the firearms community wants, and he has fallen for the disinformation and misinformation that the leftist media and this rogue government has been putting forth since it was elected. I work in the firearms industry and have done for over 50 years. I speak with hundreds of gun owners daily, so may actually know what law-abiding gun owners really want. We are licensed to own firearms, and few complain about the licensing, the daily criminal background checks, the possibility of law enforcement demanding to enter our homes without a warrant to inspect how we store our guns. This is what being a responsible gun owner is. The majority are not looking for no gun laws and to not be accountable. This is a fairy tale. What we do want is to be able to continue to enjoy our way of life as we have for decades. We are not the problem, just the scapegoats for bad policies by the Liberal government. For the record, the term assault rifle has absolutely no legal definition anywhere in the world. It is a term that was coined years ago by U.S. politicians and then the media. My Arkansas 15s are demonized as assault rifles, yet the identical rifle found in a police car is called a patrol rifle, despite being identical. Most modern military rifles are capable of full auto fire as well as semi-auto firing. In Canada, full auto was banned in the late 70s, and there are only about 200 of us old guys still alive who legally own them. We can't use them and have not been able to since the early 80s. What most of the gun culture is up in arms about is the current regime's plan to steal our lawfully purchased property under the ruse of public safety. Given the fact that over 90% of gun crime is committed by career criminals, most with gang affiliations and who are most likely out on bail, while using illegally obtained firearms, we are all at a loss as to how stealing and prohibiting our legally purchased property that has never been involved in crime will make our streets safer. I find it odd that so many Canadians always compare Canada to the US when it comes to gun deaths. Why not look at countries like China and Japan, who arguably have the strictest gun control on earth? Last year in China, where only police and military have access to firearms, 2,910 people were killed with guns. Japan 455, the real whopper is Venezuela, where again only police and military have guns at 12,800 gun-related deaths. The question here is, how is this possible in countries where guns are completely banned for civilians? Rick Timmons, Didsbury.